Next, inshallah, we're going to have a speech provided by, this time it's a speech, provided by the resident alim, which is Sambal Muslimin, Mawlana Ghulam Hum Shabiri. And please invite the Mawlana with a loud salawat.
Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. Please recite salawat all together. سلام على إمام الخميني سلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا. Today we are commemorating the demise of a personality who came like the rain and showered upon the world with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are commemorating the anniversary of personality who woke the world and declared revolution in this world. And after revolutionizing the world, he has departed this world. And he went from this world after completing his all responsibilities, as he said at the end of his life, that I am leaving this world with a complete satisfaction. I am departing from this world after completing all the responsibilities. When we look at this personality with various dimensions, it is not possible for me, just a student, who can speak about this great personality. And unfortunately, we as Muslims, and especially the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, have not been just about this personality. We have not been able to recognize him. He came in this world and lived as unrecognized and departed from this world as unrecognized. We are the people that we just been busy in some sort of meaningless discussions, that should we call him as Imam or we shouldn't. Is he 13th Imam or is he 12th Imam? Is he a Masoom or is he not a Masoom? Those were the discussions that unfortunately still continue today. And people, they are busy and engaged in those discussions. And on the other hand, those who are planning and plotting against Islam and against this personality, they have been successful through those tools. I have been asked a few days this question, so I began with that somebody asked me, can we say this phrase, Salamun alayhi yawma wulida wa yawma yamut wa yawma yub'atu hayya? Somebody asked me, isn't that a ghuluv to say about this personality? I said that if saying salam to ourselves after every prayer is allowed, why it's not possible to say salam to somebody who came with the peace in this world, who came with the peace and blessing, and lived with the peace and blessing, and departed from this world with the peace and blessing? You know, every day at the end of your prayer and our prayer, we say, Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Right? So what's wrong with that if we say to somebody who is descendants of Prophet, peace be upon him, who was the greatest jurist of his time, who was a politician of his time, who was a personality who revived Islam in such a way that even non-Muslims and evil powers also accepted him as the personality who revived Islam. Today we are commemorating the demise of personality who has connected us with the origin of Islam. And his revival and revolution was not in one of the factors of Islam, but it was a complete revival. It was a complete and perfect revolution of his time. Many ideas and ideologies that are being placed as misconceptions before Imam's revolution, Imam Khomeini has revived those concepts. And one of the concepts that I would like to speak today as the subject of today's program is being said, Imam Khomeini as a school for Mahdaviyat. Believe me that Imam was not a personal personality, but Imam was a school of thought. He came with the principles and he laid down the principles for the living people in this world. And today it's important that we need to go through and revive those principles. And one of those principles that he has revived, that is intizar, waiting for Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. As it has been said in Ahadith, أَفْضَلُ أَعْمَالِ أُمَّتِي إِنْتَوَارُ الْفَرَجِ. One of the best worships, one of the best practices of Ummah is waiting for the time of relief, is waiting for Imam of the age. Or it's been said, أَفْضَلُ عِبَادَةِ أُمَّتِي إِنْتَوَارُ الْفَرَجِ. One of the best worships of my Ummah is waiting for the Faraj of Imam. This concept had many different meanings. There is an intizar that can be said a meaningless intizar, an unexpected intizar. There is a meaning of the waiting that has no meaning, that is meaningless. It is going to make the people that they can sleep and they should not feel about any responsibility, making the people irresponsible, engaging them just with their religion. And there is another type of the intizar, that is real intizar, a meaningful intizar. Imam Khomeini is the personality who introduced an intizar that is a meaningful intizar. When we say that he was the one who took the people again towards origin, then we need to see what are the original ideas that he has been able to inject in the community. And one of them, that was idea of intizar. In his speeches, he has laid down the divisions about the concept of intizar. So now I'm going to say some of the quotations, although not quote unquote his language, in my language, but those are the divisions and those are the types of intizar that Imam has addressed in his speeches. He said, there are people, those who believe in intizar, faraj, that means sitting in the houses, going into the Husainiyas and Masajid, and praying over there, doing some sort of rituals, and not take any other responsibility other than that. This is one of the concepts that was being in the past, as those who are elders and those who are being before the time of Imam, they know that very well. These people, of course, they were called as Shia, and he says that they were good doer people. They were not the corrupt people, but still they had this idea in their mind that this is our responsibility. We have to be busy in those rituals. Second type of the intivar, according to him, that being neutral, not to give any kind of the idea, not to take any political responsibility, or not to be bothered about the issues around the world, whatever it is happening. So, you know, there are many people still, they think that we should be neutral. We should not take any position. We should not go and take any sides. So taking side for them, it is a problem. They think that that is how they are going to be bothered. If they take a side, so people, they are going to say that he is in the side of somebody. That is the reason that many people, even they don't like to come in the programs of Imam, that they are going to be called as people, those who follow the Khomeini. Imam Khomeini is a school of thought. So he looked at all these divisions. So being neutral, it may be a concept, and still it remains within the communities. Still it remains in many of the people that they try to follow that idea. And they think that Imam is going to come and he is going to take over all the evils from this world, and he is going to wash the world from the evils. Third concept is that this world, of course, you know, some of the ahadith that speak about that, alladhi, about Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Zaman, ajjalallahu farajahu sharif. It is said, huwa alladhi yamla'u al-ardha qistan wa 'adla kama muli'at dhulman wa jawra. According to them, by taking benefit of this hadith, they think that this world has to be filled with the suppression or oppression. And even we have to help for this suppression. We have to spread the evil in this world. These people, of course, they were people, those who were taking the chance and the opportunities, coming into the lines of the Shia, and they were not Shia. They are misguided. This is misconception completely about the waiting of Imam. But that also was existing in the past in the communities. Fourth category that Imam has mentioned, that is, if any government comes before Imam of the age, before his government, that government is evil. And if anybody is going to spread some sort of knowledge before Imam of age, that knowledge is also not going to be considered as pure knowledge. So this position also, there are groups, there were groups and there are groups, those who still believe in that, that we cannot have any government, and anybody who establishes a government, this action is an evil action. And he's standing against Islam. But concept that Imam Khomeini has revived, the real concept, original concept, it means that we are duty bound, that we have to get rid of suppression from this world, we have to get rid of the evils of this world, and we have to establish a system that is based on the justice. That was the concept that Imam Khomeini has come into this world. About this concept, again, Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi, please say salawat. Imam believes that our responsibility is that we have to erase all types of injustice from this world. This is our responsibility. When we look at responsibility, we are responsible in the time of ghaibat, that we have to erase all type of this suppression. all types of the misconceptions, all types of the evils. And we should try and struggle that if we can place justice in all over the world. So he was looking with his vision, a global government. He was the one who stepped not only to change the system in Iran, but he came to change the system in the world. His revolution was beginning point, that was Islamic Republic of Iran. But his revolution was not only for Islamic Republic of Iran. His revolution was a global revolution. He was a universal personality. He was Imam of the universe, that he has been accepted today by the groups of people around the world and youths from all over the world. Those who accept him as Imam, that leads the community today. He is a living reality today in the hearts of the people. So in Ghaibat al-Kubra, he thinks that all evil systems have to be changed. But at the same time, there is inability. Imam Khomeini believes that as far as responsibility is considered, we are responsible, but we are unable to change. In an inability, what we need to have a personality that is infallible personality. The need of infallible personality, if we can complete this responsibility. So we have to work in his leadership. That is how we will be able to change this evil system within the world. So there are two things. One is responsibility of a mu'min. Responsibility of the mu'min is that he has to put his efforts that he can change the world. But because we are unable to do that, that is why we need to keep waiting for the time that he can take the leadership, and he can take a whole soul leadership in order to change this world. But during this time, while we are waiting, should we be waiting that we do not step up to do anything, or we have to do whatever we can? So when we have responsibility, at that time we need to see that how much capability and capacity we have. We have to act according to our capacities, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given the duty to anybody unless the person has the capacity. So they need to change according to capacity and capability of the people. Imam Khomeini has acted according to his capability, and leader of the time is acting according to his capacity and capability to change this world. And we will be waiting for the time when somebody is going to come with the perfect qualities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is gonna bring a perfection in this world. So our waiting is not meaningless waiting. Our waiting is meaningful waiting. Our waiting is not just to sit down and wait. Our waiting is with the action and practice. That every action have to be towards establishment of the justice in this world. Every action, it has to be to erase the evils from this world. Please say salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Mahdi.
Labbaik ya 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 Mahdi.
So when we say that this waiting and intizar is meaningful intizar, that means it's with the knowledge, it is with the understanding, it's with the awareness. It's not just a waiting for who we are waiting, for what we are waiting, but it is with the knowledge. What kind of the knowledge is required? One of the knowledges is the knowledge about the monotheism. That everything in this world is under the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is moving in this world with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala used to say, that Jahan dar Qudrat Khudast. He is the powerful, and all the powers are belong to him. And by trusting in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to take every action. So the first responsibility, to trust in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, that all this world is under the observation of Allah, under the observation of the Prophet, under the observation of Imam of the age. And that is why he used to say, Jahan dar mahzar khudas, dar mahzar khuda gunah na kunid. Whole world is under the observation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not act any evil while you are in the presence of Allah. Another thing that we need to be aware, that what is our responsibility as a Muslim? We need to be aware of our responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed Muslims as the leader for all other Ummah. A Muslim is not just an ordinary person. A Muslim is the one who acts as a leader. He takes the lead initiative for other nations. Kuntum khayr ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the people, those who are chosen nation. Nation of Islam, or I'm not talking about a particular nation. Those who follow Islam, they are the people, those who look at themselves as leader of the Ummah. And that is why they would try to call other people towards the good doings. They are the people they are going to make invitation. So we should not think that why we have to do this, why we have to establish government, why we have to establish unity. Because we are responsible to do that. In order to connect the people with Imam of the age, this is the quotation of Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi. He said, Shuma al-an tahti nazari khuda wa imam zaman hastid. Wa malayki shumara muraqibat mikunat. Wa name a'mal shuma bi imam zaman arze mishawat. You are under the observation of Allah, Imam of the age, and angels are watching you every minute. And your actions are going to be placed before Imam of the age. And then he speaks about scholars. When he used to speak with the scholars, at that time he used to speak direct, sometimes categorizing ulama-e-su, evil scholars. Ulama-e Haq. He is the one who categorized in his time the scholars, speaking with ulama. He says, agar ye kuch naam-e amal ye rohani bebaran peeshe imam-e zaman. If practices of one alim are being taken before Imam of the age, wa malaika ilahi bebaran un rabidast imam-e zaman. If they take in their hands and give to Imam of the age. Babiran biguyan in rohani shumas. If they say, this is your scholar, scholar of your age, scholar of your time, inha pasdarane Islam shumayan. If they say, these are the people, those who are going to be guard of your community today. Imam says, Imam khajalat mikashat. When that is going to be taken to Imam of the age, Imam is going to be ashamed by looking at such a scholar who does not have those qualities of being scholar, who does not have that piety. So brothers and sisters, what Imam was doing, actually he was preparing the scholars and the communities for the time of Imam, and he was connecting the people, injecting the idea which is real intizar and a pure intizar, that through this pure intizar we can be ready for the reappearance of Imam Zaman Ajrallahu Farajahu Sharif. although time is very short, and I know that there are many other speeches as well, I would like to make it short, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me opportunity in any other next speech, I will continue speaking about this subject of intizar. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the places and the soul of Imam with the souls of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can follow the path of Imam Rizwanullah ta'ala alayh. Give us opportunity to be rightful followers of Imam Khomeini and followers of Aimma alayhimus salam and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that he can be a school of thought for us, that we can be connected through him with Aimma alayhimus salam. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.